Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, so Mark Schlereth. Now a Fox. He had this to say about Stephon Diggs. We saw Stephon Diggs getting some work in with C.J. Stroud. Tank, by the way, it's nice to see Tank moving around.
Big time.
Nice to see him moving around. He appears to be in pretty good condition. Here was Mark Schlereth, though. If you want to get your parade rained on, here's Mark Schlereth talking about the status of the Houston Texans and Stephon Diggs.
You can have 50 guys that are professionals, 50 guys that do it right, 50 guys that prepare, that work hard, that take care of their bodies, that don't put themselves above the team. You can have all those things. It takes one or two guys that are turds to come into your organization, and the gravitational pull that those turds have for whatever reason is absolutely incredible. If everywhere you go it smells like shit, it's probably you. It's him.
All right, so there
turds.
You go. Yeah. So there you go. How does that make you feel? What do you think about old Mark Schlereth?
It doesn't upset me. It does confuse me a little bit. It's undeniable. We've talked about it. You know, the issues that that Stephon Diggs has had. Is he a turd?
I don't know.
Is he a cancer?
I don't know.
I mean, yes, you could maybe argue that. You know, in Buffalo at the end, but there was already a lot of water under the bridge, man. I mean, there was, you know, the Josh Allen stuff, the McDermott stuff, et cetera. Like, I consider a cancer, like, just someone that you, that no matter where he is, there's going to be issues.
Well, I mean, he's two for two.
Well, the Minnesota thing, I mean
if we want to be fair, he is two for two.
I get it, and I want to be fair, but, like, was the Minnesota thing, like, was he a turd? Was he, you know, a cancer?
They went with Thielen. There are some people who think, you know, that, well, they went with Thielen, and I can hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it didn't go well.
It's a fine line between being a turd, as he put it, and a diva wide receiver that just wants to get the ball and make plays. Like, We've been kind of spoiled. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm going to say spoiled. Like, all the receivers that the Texans have ever had have never been that kind of receiver. It's kind of uncharted territory for us in Houston. But, like, by and large, there's a lot of receivers that are exactly like Stephon Diggs, and they're not called turds because they're very productive. So it's all about how that story gets out there, how the narrative is built et cetera. Now, maybe I'm dead wrong, and he is, but I just don't feel that with him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's been drama. There's been a little bit of problems, but, I mean, it's not like he's just completely taken away the entire spirit of the football team to where they just can't perform, and it's so much of a distraction. Now, he did have, like, from an on-field perspective, he did have a drop that perhaps if he doesn't drop that pass, they eliminate the Kansas City Chiefs, and who knows who ends up winning the Super Bowl. Could very well have been Buffalo. So we did see that, but it's not like the team just completely crumbled. Like, he didn't crush the spirit of the football team.
Right. Right. And they were so close, as you pointed out. And they changed, like, by the way, they changed offensive coordinators and their entire approach to how they're going to play offensive football. A wide receiver that's used to getting the ball is not going to like that. We talked about it just yesterday about, like, you know, the first, you know, nine games and the last eight games or whatever, and how they changed everything, how they were running the ball less and then significantly more. They had a different offensive coordinator calling the plays, and that's on top of not feeling really great about the, you know, how he was being used. So, look, we could be dead wrong on this guy. All I know is I don't feel that with him, especially in this locker room.
Yeah, I don't feel like he's going to crush the locker room
at
all. Mm-hmm. And they seem to. The way they were acting, man, like they seem pretty comfortable talking trash to each other and just a little competitive. Like, you almost, when you were watching some of the clips with C.J. Stroud and Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs, it almost just felt like they were, like, competing in that recess. Like, we're like an angry, intense game of recess football.
Yeah.
Where you're going to math class or whatever with grass stains and just ticked
off. They
were
talking trash to each other the way friends talk to each other.
Yeah.
And that's key.
Yeah, and it was quick.
Mm-hmm.
And they had old Sketch out there, whatever the hell he was doing.
Love that guy. Love that guy.
Someone who was out there who we haven't even mentioned yet.
Mm-hmm.
John Metchie.
Yeah.
John Metchie was out there getting some work in. I thought it was interesting that Matt Miller, I think, and take that with a big grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a baseball size chunk of salt. He was talking about the depth that the Texans have at the wide receiver position and how perhaps teams should be calling about John Metchie if they need a number three receiver.
Okay.
That,
and I'm not out on him. I don't think you're even out on him.
Yeah, I am.
Are you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, as far as being like a number three receiver, yes. Four,
I think there's something maybe there where we have to still see. But, yeah, if you want to talk about
that's a lot.
If you
want
to trade for him, I'm listening. I'll tell you that.
I mean, that's a hell of a lot. I mean, look at the depth. I mean, Noah Brown right now is your fourth.
Yeah.
Robert Woods is your fifth. And then does John Metchie do enough other stuff on the football team to justify? Like, I think you could get a Jordan Whittington in their sixth round or whatever that can do. He can play all special teams. He might be more explosive in the slot, and he has like some unrealized potential and can do a lot more stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying this guy's going to break out. All I'm saying
what's
is
he gonna do?
Let's find out a little more.
What do they see that would make you think that you trade for him and hope he's going to be your third receiver? What have they seen?
Does it matter to you at all that it was Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs and John Metchie there?
No, because I think John Metchie's a great teammate, and I think they value John Metchie rightfully so. It's hard not to like him, but I'm just talking about from a football perspective. When we look at what Noah Brown did last year in limited time, and we look at the fact that he's pushed back, and we look at Robert Woods, I don't know what they're going to do with that. That could go anywhere. Where does John Metchie fit into this thing?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, that's what we're going to find out. I don't think he's high on the plans, but I wouldn't necessarily be out on him. Who got more airtime, John?
Are you out on him as a number four receiver?
Oh, for sure, right now.
Okay, so you're not out on him as far as what, like being on the team?
Well,
and
like maybe
little,
you know,
something
coming up and showing something. Yeah.
Okay.
But Sketch got more airtime than he did.
Well, yeah, because he's the he's the viral sensation.
Yes. He's legendary. Love that kid.
Is he really a kid?
He's not, actually, is he?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. He's not.
I know about that.
Some of the trash talk gets a little graphic.
Yeah, he's definitely not he's definitely not a kid.
Trash talk gets a little graphic.
The Diggs thing is going to be interesting. The focus on Buffalo right now is that they're going to take a receiver on day one of the draft,
I would guess. Otherwise, Josh Allen, what's he going to do? Like, that's one that I just don't get. Like, they have to take a receiver for him. Like, as much as they've lost Gabe Davis, now Stephon Diggs, I know they have some decent tight ends, but yeah, no, you were so close, and now you gutted that part of your team? Come on, man. That's too much. He's got to get a receiver.
You're worried about Indy, though. You're still worried
Indy
about
worries
the division.
Me. I feel like no one is really, really focusing on just how close Indy was and how much closer they've gotten. They haven't won the offseason like the Texans, but they're clearly, they've got a general manager that I would put in the neighborhood of top third in the league. Would you agree? Chris Ballard's done a good job. Like he's done a really good job. Yeah. Well, settling all the Jonathan Taylor.
Well, I just remember when he was the toast of the NFL.
Well, he's not that necessarily now, but he handled a very delicate Jonathan Taylor situation, and we saw what Taylor did against the Texans. Then he just. All the NFL was thinking that the Colts were going to move up and try to get this quarterback or that quarterback or whatever. He sat there and literally said, sometimes when you move up, it's not the smartest thing. And they got Anthony Richardson. So he's sold on Anthony Richardson for what it's worth, and we'll find out.
Aaron Wilson just dropped this if we're looking at the draft.
Mm-hmm.
The Texans have a visit with number one, number two, number three safety in this draft, depending on where you look.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia safety Javon Bullard is visiting with the Houston Texans. Sign me up for that.
Sign me up for that as well, because he's been on the list. We haven't talked about him a lot, but he's been on the list of a lot of mock drafts, being very, very high. But back to Indy, like, I just feel like Indy right now is just kind of quietly getting things done. They got Michael Pittman Jr. They have Josh Downs. The report we were talking about earlier.
Pierce, they didn't utilize.
Exactly.
But I don't think Minshew was as capable of throwing the deep ball.
Right. They did it all with Gardner Minshew. They have Shane Steichen, who is right up there with DeMeco in terms of coach of the year. And all they have to do is they already believe in Anthony Richardson, but they have to see if he can improve it. They seem pretty confident that he will. And, oh, by the way, we talked about the report earlier that they're apparently really interested in moving up to try to get Brock Bowers.
See, if the Texans had lost that game to the Colts, I don't know that I would have thought any less of their future.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the fact that they won that game, and it might a little bit of luck with the drop pass, And then the fact that they won that game against the Browns, which they
destroyed.
Very close to not having that. They kicked their ass.
Yeah.
It does make you wonder, like, did we just kind of swoosh the Colts aside?
That's what I'm saying.
Now, they didn't have Anthony Richardson all year.
Right. But I feel like we're, you know, the old term, sleeping on them. I think people are sleeping on the Colts.
And we don't know whether that's a good or bad thing that they didn't have Anthony Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing about this.
Well, that the one thing that you can say, yeah, but the Texans clearly have a quarterback. They have their quarterback. The Colts think they have their quarterback. But no one knows one way or the other.
Do you I saw this yesterday when people were talking about this eclipse. Mm-hmm. Someone described it and said that the people who are getting so excited about this eclipse and having parties and mm-hmm. all that and driving places, they're the same people who clap when the plane lands. Do you clap when the plane lands?
No.
You don't?
God, no.
You've never clapped when the plane lands?
I hate that.
I'm just checking. I could see
that's you. Not a good correlation.
That's
like
what someone
regular
said.
People wanted to see something that hasn't happened in a long time.
I'm telling you, it was just one thing.
I
it was
think
on the
you
neighbor,
made that up.
It's on the neighborhood Facebook page.
You see, well, that's reliable.
I'm just telling you. That's
they
what
hear gunshots.
I actually did think I heard something yesterday, and you kind of shamed
you post
me.
It?
No, because Lopez has shamed me into not doing it.
Yes, because every
and it
other
was
day.
The one time
I sent y'all screenshots.
Yeah, but you live close to downtown.
Well, that doesn't mean there's more gunshots.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that there's more noises.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really thought I heard them, but you shamed me into not saying anything.
Neighborhood was.
Someone probably died because of you.
Yeah, I hope that person
that
okay.
Blood's on your hands.
Anybody
buddy.
Else hear those gunshots?
That blood's on your hands.
Oh, man.
Because you shamed me into not doing it. I was really going to go right to the neighbor. I had my phone out, and I was on Facebook, and I was typing in
you're that guy.
The neighborhood. And then I said, well, Lopez makes fun, has shamed me into it.
It's not like there's not going to be gunshots in Houston. We know there is. What I'm saying is the neighborhood pages and the Ring pages and all that stuff, they post this crap every other day or every day. Hey, y'all hear those gunshots? No.
I have a neighborhood page.
It was not gunshots. Just loud noises.
Let's go around the NFL. We got an interesting situation. Perhaps the worst way to use your leverage ever. An interesting throwback and familiar feelings that we are glad to have as a thing in the past. Round the league next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.